Polls indicate Maryland voters evenly split on ballot question 7 to legalize table games and slot casinos and authorize a sixth casino in Prince George's County. And we're hearing from both sides on this issue this morning. In a half hour, we'll hear from an opponent of this, Peter Franchot. But right now, joining us live is Jim Murren. He's the chairman and CEO of MGM Resorts. Jim, good morning. Welcome to WTOP.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Jim, opponents are saying that casinos had been projected to bring in $1 billion in revenue for fiscal 2012 for Maryland, but the reality is a far cry from that, more along the lines of a little less than $200 million. Do you agree with those numbers, and what has gone wrong with the projections here?
Well, what has gone wrong is that Maryland has found itself to be uncompetitive with West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Delaware that have full-scale gaming with table games. And that has encouraged Marylanders to travel to those states and has made the Maryland casinos uncompetitive and underperforming. And that's why there's been a gap between the projections and the actual results.
So this casino that you want to build at National Harbor would be a Las Vegas-type casino with table games, with dealers, the whole works?
It would be a full-scale destination resort along the lines of some of the major resorts around the country. We would bring world-class entertainment to National Harbor. As you might know, we provide all the major fights and concerts to most of the country. And it would have a permanent Cirque du Soleil show. It would have permanent entertainment on a full-time basis, and luxury retail and luxury dining, things that I believe Prince George's, based on my conversations with the folks there, would really like to see.
Now, what about the issue of how much money might you be able to bring in that could go toward education in Maryland, and how many new jobs could be created out of this to help stimulate the Prince George's community?
Well, if question 7 passes, and I certainly hope it does, because again, we'll put Maryland on that level playing field. I will build, if I'm allowed to, an $800 million resort at National Harbor. It'll take 3 years to build. That'll be about 2,000 construction jobs. And once we're open, I will employ 4,000 men and women from the local area. And I'm going to probably pay in the mid-50s, $55,000, $58,000 with full benefits. So the prospect of having, in a few years' time, a major international resort employing thousands of people, I think would help. And the opposition says that these jobs won't be created. That's factually incorrect. The opposition says the money won't go to schools, and that's up to the elected officials, but it's in the law that it does. And as you know, that major ad campaign is funded by a casino in West Virginia that doesn't want the Marylanders to stop going, that they're trying to protect their own turf there.
Well, it is certainly close so far. Jim, thanks for coming on with us. Appreciate it. Jim Murren, the chairman and CEO of MGM Resorts.